It's Stereo Steve with you on Premier FM 94.9. We're featuring the Classic Chart Countdown, featuring September 1973. We'll have one of those in a moment. But there we had Alison Moyet, Is This Love? And that's going out very specially to Sue in Coolock, who sent us a text. She said, a great station and great oldies. Many thanks for your text, and good to hear from you. Okay, before that, we had George Harrison and My Sweet Lord, a classic song there from 1970. Now we're going to take a look at our Classic Chart Countdown, and we begin by delving into the charts at number 25. How many of you remember this one? How many of you can even name the artist? Tell you what, I'll let you guess and I'll let you know after this. Premier FM 94.9. We're bringing you memories and more. The more, of course, is more memories. And that is a great song from Dusty Springfield there, 24 Hours from Tulsa, originally recorded by Gene Pitney. And also in there, we had a track which was, well, number 25. Did you manage to guess? Actually, quite a few requests come in from by text. Nobody actually guessed. The group in question were actually the Jackson 5, and the track was called Skywriter. And as a bit of background to that track, it was to be the last Jackson 5 hit single as child stars. The track stayed at number 25 and then disappeared off the face of the earth and then returned about 5 years later. With a number one in 1977. But that's another story. Okay, stay tuned. We have plenty more requests and plenty more hits to play you from the past. And in the meantime, we're going over to our text line now. I'm on here that says, could you please play a request for Heno in Ballyfermot, who's taking a great care of me while I'm laid up with a broken ankle. I'm Rosemary Al, and many thanks to you. And this is the one you wanted to hear from Jerry and the Pacemakers on Premier FM.
When you
Premier FM 94.9. What an evil laugh that man has. I'm not talking about Michael Jackson either. That's a great classic song called Thriller. And also in there we had Jerry and the Pacemakers going out by special request. And You'll Never Walk Alone. Okay, just gone 2:30 now. Let's go over to Avril for the latest news.
Premier News at 2:30. A 48-year-old man is in a serious condition in the Mater Hospital after being attacked by a gang in the city last night. The victim, who was from Lithuania, was chased along a stretch of road at the Royal Canal. He sustained serious head and neck injuries after being attacked near Binns Bridge in Drumcondra at around 10 p.m. last night. Two teenagers were arrested shortly after the incident and are being questioned at Mountjoy Garda Station. Gardaí are seeking a further two youths in connection with the assault and have appealed for any witnesses to the incident to contact them. Health Minister Micheál Martin has said he's heartened by new figures suggesting thousands of people in Ireland have either quit smoking or cut down considerably. The minister was reacting to the findings of a survey by market research firm Behaviour and Attitudes. The report says that almost 7,000 smokers who contacted the National Smokers Quitline have given up the habit, and a further 10,000 other callers have reduced their cigarette consumption. Speaking on the first day of his Labour Party annual conference in Brighton, British Prime Minister Tony Blair has said there is little his government can do to help free Kenneth Bigley, the British hostage being held in Iraq. Meanwhile, representatives of the Muslim Council of Britain arrived in Iraq last night to plead for Mr. Bigley's release. And finally, for the moment in the US, gale force winds and rain are causing devastation as Hurricane Jeanne travels across Florida. It's the fourth hurricane to hit the scene in 6 weeks. Heavy rains and high seas generated by the winds are expected to cause extensive flooding. Over 3 million people have been advised to leave parts of Florida where a state of emergency has been declared. That's all from the Premier Newsroom for now. I'll be back in an hour.
Done it all, you've broken every code, all the level to the stars. You spoke the game, no matter what you say, for only metal, what a ball.
This program is brought to you in association with Alpha Signs, first in Dublin for signs and decals. Telephone 620 8188.
Steve with you. Premier FM 94.9, Memories and More. And that's a great memory there from The Jam. That's Entertainment. And also in there we had a tune which has possibly one of the best intros to any tune I can ever come across. Steve Harley and Cockney Rebel, Come Up and See Me, Make Me Smile. We're going back now to our classic chart countdown, and we're featuring the charts of September 29th, 1973. And in the charts at number 26 was a group that were frequently known to their friends as the Gruesome Twosome, but we prefer to call them Peters and Lee. They were fresh from their Opportunity Knock success and their first single release. The thing to listen out very carefully about this track is something that apparently has never been done before. If you have a male and female vocalist in a group, he decides to sing the high notes and she sings the low notes. Listen to this track, see what you think. You might even let me know your opinion as well here on Premier FM.
I'm so alone, my love, without you. You're part of everything I do. When you come back and you're beside me, these are the I'm
best variety from the 60s, 70s and 80s.
The 60s, 70s and 80s.
Premier, 94.9 FM. Memories and more.
Just like this.
This is Premier FM 94.9. It's coming up on 10 minutes before 3 o'clock right now. Stereo Steve with you on the Classic Chart Countdown. Every other song will be from our featured chart of September of 1973. And that was no exception. That wasn't from our charts, but a good song anyway. And quite a few requests for that. I know it's sort of one of the obvious ABBA favourites, but believe it or not, after all these years, when you play it at a gig or a nightclub or whatever, it still fills the dance floor. That's ABBA and Dancing Queen. And also there we had a track from our featured chart of this Sunday, Peterson Lee, and if you're listening very carefully, you would have noted what I said in the introduction, that he had the high voice and she had the low voice, and it's a sort of a combination that seemed to work and work very well for them indeed. We're going to say hi to a guy called Dennis W, who phoned us in, or rather who texted us in on our text line. And he correctly guessed, of course, the Jackson 5 and Skywriter from 1973, a track I played a little bit earlier on. Thanks for that. And thanks, by the way, to everybody for texting us in. It's great to see our text line busy this afternoon. If you want to join in and send some comments on the programme, I request any special song. Even if we don't manage to get it this week, I'll definitely have it for you next week, OK? Anyway, the text line is 085 14 19 949. That's 14 19 949. Now we're going back to our feature year, and our feature year this is 1973. And this actually, believe it or not, was the best-selling single of that year. Dawn, Tie a Yellow Ribbon.
I'm coming home, I've done my time. Now I've got to know what is and isn't mine. If you receive my letter telling you I'd soon to do if you still want me.
This is Premier FM 94.9. We've got the Classic Chart Countdown with Stereo Steve, and we're featuring the top 30 for 1973. Every other song, of course, is an oldie and one that you'll remember, and that's no exception there from Squeeze and Up the Junction. And also in there we had Dawn and Tie a Yellow Ribbon Around the Old Oak Tree. Many thanks, by the way, for all the texts coming in, and also a quick reminder about our email address. If you'd like to email us with any requests, we'll get the emails and get the requests organised for you for next week's show. Our email address is studio at premierfm.ie. That's studio at premierfm.ie. Now, as I said to you, the featured year is 1973. Let's find out what was happening in 1973 and go over to Avril. Avril.
Yes, 1973, the chosen year for this year. Movies, big movies of this year were The Harder They Come, starring Jimmy Cliff. Never heard of it.
No, can't say I do.
But it was a big movie. American Graffiti is another one, directed by Star Wars director George Lucas. And it starred Richard Dreyfuss, Harrison Ford and Ron Howard. Now, Ron Howard, as we all know, starred as Richie in Happy Days.
Yes, that's
but
right.
But he's now also a very notable director himself, namely done Beautiful Mind and Backdraft, I think was his first one.
That's right, yeah.
But his daughter, Bryce Dallas Howard, is in The Village, that film that was out a couple
of years. I saw that. I didn't like it.
Yeah,
I have to say I didn't like it.
Funnily enough, she's a redhead. She's the redhead in it. And she's Ron Howard's daughter.
Excellent.
You learn something new every day. And the other, probably the biggest movie of that year, and probably the most controversial one, was The Exorcist, directed by William Friedkin and starring Linda Blair. And apparently,
William Friedkin forced Linda Blair to smoke rather heavily.
Right.
During the making of the film, to make her voice go so gravelly like that.
Yes.
Yes. Well, really nice person him, wasn't it? It was re-released there in 1997. But originally, apparently, people were passing out in the cinemas.
Wow.
Because of the effect of the movie, so I believe. And I thought that would never happen, like, kind of in this day and age, but apparently they were doing the same thing with The Passion of the Christ.
Yes.
Passing out and throwing up and all sorts.
Shows you the power of movies.
Yeah. And also, in this year, actually, at the 7th of February, to be exact, of 1973, Betty Grable died. And she starred in such movies as The Gay Divorcee, Tin Pan Alley, and Pin-Up Girl. And that was actually quite appropriate because she was the pin-up girl for the forces, for the American forces in World War II.
That's incredible, yeah.
Music from that year.
Ah, this is good. This
you're
going to
love this one. The record of the year at the Grammys is the most boring song in the world. Called The First Time Ever I Saw Your Face by Roberta Flack. And it's used on a commercial at the moment for some charity.
It
and
is.
It's like on every second ad break. Yeah. And
we're not going to play it. I'm definitely not going to play
no,
it.
No, please
not
don't play
it. Not even if you give us €100, I won't play it.
I like curl up under the under the table and fall asleep if you play it. It was also recently covered by George Michael, but he didn't make it sound any more interesting, I'm afraid.
Yeah.
Oscars in that year, the award ceremonies, the Oscars, Godfather got the best picture. I've never seen it.
Godfather, yes, good movie. Deserved it, yes.
There was apparently, there was the Channel 4 do the 100 best of movie moments they were showing them last, and they showed what happened at the end of The Godfather, so now I don't need to go and see it.
Right, okay.
It
you heard the, saw the answer, yeah.
How dare they? And the Emmys, which were, funnily enough, for 2004, were on in America last Monday. Sex and the City did very, very well that year, this year, but in total contrast, in 1973, The Waltons was the most popular show.
Oh my
show,
God, I can't
and walked away with the most. It just shows you how times have changed, doesn't
John
it?
John Boy, yeah.
Good night, John Boy. Now, you asked me to pick a song from the chart from 1973.
Yes, Avril, your favourite song from the chart of 1973.
Yeah, well,
go
I would
on.
Say it's my favourite song. I was going to pick David Essex,
yeah.
And then kind of until I saw that this lovely young man was in your chart as well. So, I've actually never heard this song before.
Who might you be talking
but,
about?
I would be talking about the incredibly attractive and very good-looking Donny Osmond.
I think that's all we need to say.
They say for every boy and girl there's just one love in this whole world. And
it's Premier FM 94.9, Stereo Steve with you on the Classic Chart Countdown. And the special guest, I suppose you could say, in the afternoon show is, of course, Avril, who picked her favourite tune from that particular year. Avril, do you want to apologise for that?
I'm terribly sorry to all the listeners of Premier 94.9 FM. I really didn't mean to inflict that on them. And if I hadn't known how bad it was before you played it, I would have gone for David Essex instead.
Go on, admit it. You love it.
My sincere apologies.
She started to go weak in the knees when he started to speak during the song. Is that
talking.
Right?
Oh,
as a matter of interest, the Donny Osmond track there, it actually got to number one after the
no.
Believe it or not, 1973. It remained there for 3 weeks, and it was to be the last number one of Donny's solo career.
Oh,
and each of his three number ones have been a cover of a previous hit. And in this case, Young Love was actually a cover of a hit recorded by a guy called Tab Hunter in 1957. So there you have it. We have more from 1973 coming up. This is Premier FM 94.9.
Variety from the 60s, 70s and 80s.
60s, 70s and 80s.
Premier 94.9 FM. Memories and more.
Just like this.
la la. He's forgot the words, you see. That's what it is. It's Stereo C with you on Premier FM 94.9, Memories and More. That's Andy Williams there. That's taken, by the way, from his double album, Greatest Hits. The album is called The Emperor of Easy. And when he says easy, I think he means easy music rather than anything else. Also in there, we had a little snip of Status Quo and Caroline. It sort of refused to play, so apologies about that. We get a new copy next week's show. And also in there, we had The Communards and Don't Leave Me This Way. As I mentioned to you, we're featuring the classic chart countdown, and that comes to you every Sunday here on Premier FM. And we're looking at the charts to see at number 14, we've got a very unusual song. This is actually the one that David Bowie must have regretted from the moment he walked out of the recording studio. Listen very carefully to this. As David had become really big during 1973, DRAM Records decided to re-release this failed single from 1967. It got a lot of airplay on the Ed Stewart Junior Choice Show on BBC at the weekends and became a big hit, spending 2 weeks at number six. And prior to David's, and here's another interesting note, that prior to David Bowie's 1990 tour, he invited fans to vote for the songs that they wanted him to perform for supposedly the final time. And there was a campaign urging people to vote for The Laughing Gnome. But whatever the outcome was, he didn't perform it. And this is the reason.
I was walking down the high street when I heard footsteps behind me. And there was a little old man, scarlet and grey, chuckling away.
This program is brought to you in association with Alpha Signs, first in Dublin for signs and decals. Telephone 620-8188.
This is Premier FM 94.9, Memories and More. Stereo Steve with you with the classic chart countdown. And we're featuring the charts from September 29th of 1973. Every other song, of course, is an oldie that you'll remember. And the Nolans, I'm in the Mood for Dancing, no exception. Also in there, the song from David Bowie, which was at number 14 in our featured chart. And the song that David Bowie would rather forget, called The Laughing Gnome. It's just gone 3:30 now. Let's go over to Avril Keogh.
Premier News at 3:30. Health Minister Micheál Martin has said he's heartened by new figures suggesting thousands of people in Ireland have either quit smoking or cut down considerably. The minister was reacting to the findings of a survey by market research firm Behaviour and Attitudes. The report says that almost 7,000 smokers who contacted the National Smokers Quitline have given up the habit. A further 10,000 others have reduced their cigarette consumption. A 48-year-old man is in a serious condition in the Mater Hospital after being attacked by a gang in the city last night. The victim, who was from Lithuania, was chased along a stretch of road at the Royal Canal. He sustained serious head and neck injuries after being attacked near Binns Bridge in Drumcondra at around 10 p.m. last night. Two teenagers were arrested shortly after the incident and are being questioned at Mountjoy Garda Station. Gardaí are seeking a further two youths in connection with the assault and have appealed for any witnesses to the incident to contact them. In the US, scale force winds and rain are causing devastation as Hurricane Jean travels across Florida. It's the fourth hurricane to hit the scene in 6 weeks. Heavy rains and high seas generated by winds are expected to cause extensive flooding. Over 3 million people have been advised to leave parts of Florida where a state of emergency has been declared. Speaking on the first day of his Labour Party annual conference in Brighton, British Prime Minister Tony Blair has said there is little his government can do to help free Kenneth Bigley, the British hostage being held in Iraq. Meanwhile, representatives of the Muslim Council of Britain arrived in Iraq last night to plead for Mr. Bigley's release. And news just in, Norse Merchant Ferries have announced the cancellation of their sailing on tonight's ferry from Dublin to Birkenhead. All passengers planning to travel should phone this number, 819-2999, for more information. That's all from the Premier News Desk for the moment. I'll be back in an hour.
All-time classic hits.
FM 94.9, Memories and More. We're broadcasting from the Russell Court Hotel in Harcourt Street. We're on the air every weekend, every Saturday and every Sunday until December 19th, 2004. Great song, great memory there from 1984, Denise Williams and Let's Hear It for the Boy. Bit of a text quiz for you now. We're not going to give any prizes or anything, but can you tell us the name of the movie from which that particular piece of music was taken from? If you know the answer, want to have a go, give us a text now on 085 14 19 94 9. That's 14 19 94 9. And by the way, if you say Charlie's Angels Full Throttle, that's not the right answer. We're looking for the original movie that that piece of music came from, okay? Also in there from our feature year, we had Al Martino and Spanish Eyes. Stereo Steve with you with the Classic Chart Countdown every Sunday. Today we're featuring the top 30 and extracts from the top 30 of September 29th, 1973. And in the charts of 1973, at number 11 was this song called Joybringer by Manfred Mann's Earth Band.
Is brought to you in association with Alpha Signs, first in Dublin for signs and decals. Telephone 620-8188.
All-time classic hits. Church has gin house.
This is Premier FM 94.9 Stereo Steel with you on the Classic Chart Countdown. And today we're featuring the charts of the September 29th, 1973. That is from the charts there, in fact, at number 8 into the top 10 for that particular year. And that's Ike and Tina Turner, the last hit single that they had together, and Not But City Limits. Also in their memory, that's what it's all about, the Rolling Stones of Brown Sugar. And also there we had Mott the Hoople all the way from Memphis as well. A little bit earlier on, we had a little text quiz asking you to tell us what the movie, Denise Williams, Let's Hear It From the Boy, what original movie it was from. Many thanks to everybody who texted us. We got quite a few texts on that one. And the answer, of course, that we were looking for was Footloose. But sure, we knew that anyway, didn't we? Of course we did. Okay, coming up now to 8 minutes before four. Hits and memories, that's what it's all about on Premier FM. Here's a special request for Rod Stewart. All of my heart. This is Premier FM 94.9 Stereo Steve with you on the Classic Chart Countdown. That's Neil Sedaka, Laughter in the Rain from the early 70s. Good track, that. And also in there from the 80s, we had Madonna and Vogue. And from our featured chart, David Essex and Rock On. Quick reminder, by the way, that we have our email address alive and up and running if you'd like to email the studio. The address is studio@premierfm.ie. That's studio@premierfm.ie. As I mentioned to you, we're featuring the charts of 1973. There were some really, really strange songs, I have to say, in the charts, and at number four was possibly one of the strangest. This song, you'll never get anywhere for love nor money. I'd say if you went around the record stores and asked them, did they ever hear of this artist, they will tell you no. The artist in question, well, it was at number four, and this is how it sounded. Premier FM 94.9 playing Memories and More, Dublin's weekend oldies station. We're broadcasting from the Russell Court Hotel in Harcourt Street in the centre of Dublin City, and we're with you every single weekend until Sunday, December 19th. So I hope you'll stay with us every weekend and enjoy the show. Each and every afternoon we have the Classic Chart Countdown, and we pick a different year and of course a different week, and today we're featuring the charts of September 29th of 1973. And just one record before that, that we had Bobby Boris Pickett and the Crypt Kickers. As I'm telling you, it's a very, very rare tune. I don't think anybody anywhere would ever get a copy of that, and that's called The Monster Mash. It was a 1962 US number one, as it turned out, and became a hit in the UK in 1973. And in fact, number four was as high as it got. And also in there we had Casey and the Sunshine Band, a great sing-along song, and Give It Up. We're returning now to a special request, and we're going to say hi to John and to Martha listening to us in the Nace area. This one's for you.
Got this in pocket, gunpowder, I'm gonna use it. Intention, got motion, mystery motion. I've been diving,
Premier FM 94.9, Memories and More. And what a memory that was there from 1979. John Travolta, Olivia Newton-John together, and You're the One That I Want. And also in there we had the Pretenders and Brass in Pocket. Stereo Steve with you with the classic chart countdown. It's just gone 4:30. Over to Avril.
Premier news at 4:30. A 48-year-old man is in a serious condition in the Mater Hospital after being attacked by a gang in the city last night. The victim, who was from Lithuania, was chased along a stretch of road at the Royal Canal. He sustained serious head and neck injuries after being attacked near Binns Bridge in Drumcondra at around 10 p.m. last night. Two teenagers were arrested shortly after the incident and are being questioned at Mountjoy Garda Station. Gardaí are seeking a further two youths in connection with the assault and have appealed for any witnesses to the incident to contact them. Health Minister Micheál Martin has said he's heartened by new figures suggesting thousands of people in Ireland have either quit smoking or cut down considerably. The minister was reacting to the findings of a survey by market research firm Behaviour and Attitudes. The report says that almost 7,000 smokers who contacted the National Smokers Quitline have given up the habit. A further 10,000 other callers have reduced their cigarette consumption. A man who was rescued from the sea off the North Antrim coast has died. Reports say that the man, who was in his early 20s, was diving off rocks in Dunluce near Portrush with two others, but encountered difficulties and drifted out to sea. A 14-year-old girl who was with the group and had remained on the shoreline raised the alarm by mobile phone. The rescued man died en route to the hospital, and the other two survivors are being treated for hypothermia and shock. In the US, gale force winds and rain are causing devastation as Hurricane Jean travels across Florida. It's the fourth hurricane to hit the scene in 6 weeks. Heavy rains and high seas generated by the winds are expected to cause extensive flooding. Over 3 million people have been advised to leave parts of Florida where a state of emergency has been declared. And apparently there's a match on in Croke Park today, and the half-time score is Kerry 112 and Mayo 14. That's all from the Premier Newsroom for the moment. I'll be back in an hour.
Yesterday, this girl burning. I wished him luck and then he said goodbye. He was gone, but still his words kept returning. What else was there for me to do but cry? Would you believe that yesterday this girl was in my arms and swore to me she'd be mine eternally? And Marie's the name of his latest flame. Yeah, Marie's the name of his latest flame. Oh, Marie's the name.
Premier FM on 94.9 Stereo Steve with you, and we're featuring the classic chart countdown of a particular year. And today on the show we're featuring the top 30 extracts from the top 30 of September 26, 1973. In there we had Wizard, Angel Fingers, which was at number 3 in the charts, and that was followed up by one of my all-time favourite Elvis Presley tracks, and I hope one of yours as well. Marie's the name of his latest flame. Now, returning to the charts. Oh, yeah, by the way, we're going to dedicate that one very specially to Dave and to Suzanne, who are listening to us in Ranelagh at the moment, and they're doing some painting at the moment, so best of luck with that and hope everything goes okay. Don't forget, if you want to text us, our text line is 085 14 19 949. That's 14 19 949, and that's with thanks to Meteor. Now, we're going to go into the charts from 1973, and this was at number 2 for Sweet. Playing the hits, Premier FM, Memories and More on 94.9. That was number 1 on our featured chart in our feature year of September 29, 1973, all those years ago. And as somebody said to me, probably the least cheesiest song we've played this afternoon. Thank you. Okay, that's it for me, Stereo Steve. We're back next week, same time, same place. Hope you'll stay tuned and stay here with Premier FM.
Is this the real life? Is this just fantasy? Caught in a landslide, no escape from reality. Open your eyes, look up to the skies and see.